Hezbollah appears to have seized on an opportunity to strongly reject Israeli accusations of being involved in drug trafficking. Former coordinator for Israeli affairs in Lebanon, David Agmanon, claimed in an interview with Israeli radio that the Israeli army had allowed smugglers to traffic drugs into Israel in exchange for information.
We all heard the comments by a former high-ranking Israeli official who was responsible for the Lebanese file. What he said shows that Israeli accusations about drug trafficking are groundless and is only meant to cover up Tel Aviv's spying activities. So the more they accuse us, the more it shows that we have enhanced our position.
Hezbollah had lately raised its voice against the Israeli accusations of drug smuggling into Israel. Israel had previously claimed that the enhancing of ties between Iran and Latin American countries has allowed Hezbollah to take advantage of drug money. Experts argue that Agmanon's comments add up to an Israeli confession of espionage activities in Lebanon and could lead to Lebanon making its own accusations against Israel. Israeli espionage in Lebanon has been considered as a violation of UN Security Council resolutions, and Lebanon is set to become a member of the Security Council next year.
Lebanon's standpoint is not, right now is a much more convening idea right now to the Lebanese government is to hold the, to strongly support and hold such occasions in order to support Lebanon's standpoint, I mean, internationally and locally in the area against Israel. And we are headed towards a new year, which is Lebanon's, initiative may be perpetrated in the United Nations as becoming a non-permanent member in the United Nations Security Council.
Last month, Israeli Deputy Prime Minister Moshe Ya'alon asserted that Israel would continue its spying activities in Lebanon until Hezbollah disarmed. Just last week, another spy was apprehended by the Lebanese authorities in South Lebanon. The issue of Israeli espionage could actually lead to enhanced ties between the new Lebanese government of Saad Hariri and Hezbollah, who were former foes. This could also lead to enhanced efforts by the Lebanese government to put Israel under the spotlight of the UN Security Council. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.